Well, this morning I just wanted to spend our bit of time together here visiting about, well, LaVonne Eblen. She's been an important part of KJAN for the last 25 years, and that portion of what she's been doing will come to a close tomorrow with the end of the Backyard and Beyond program here on KJAN. A few weeks ago, LaVonne came in and just said, you know, everything has its time, and now is the time for her to finish off the end of that program run. So tomorrow, July 1st at 9:45 in the morning, LaVonne Eblen's Backyard and Beyond program will air for the last time, and I'm sure she's got something special for you tomorrow. But also, we're going to honor LaVonne tonight in the Atlantic City Park. As part of Produce in the Park this evening, we'll have our own table set up there, so you can stop on by, and we're going to have kind of an open house there for LaVonne this evening. We thought it would be appropriate, as we kind of talked about what we might do for LaVonne as she ends her Backyard and Beyond run here at KJAN, and after throwing around a lot of ideas, it was brought up that it might be a pretty fair idea to do something with Produce in the Park. Maybe have an open house there, and we kind of talked a little bit about some of those options and visit with the folks in charge of produce in the park, and we're able to work it out very, very quickly. When you mean as much to folks and do as much for folks as LaVonne has over the years, it's pretty easy to get folks on board to be able to do something nice for someone. So we're going to stop by and have kind of a meet and greet tonight for LaVonne at the Produce in the Park event from 4:30 until 6:30 this evening in the Atlantic City Park. There are lots of good reasons to stop by Produce in the Park anyway. We're just kind of adding one extra here for you tonight. We wanted to do something, and we thought with the Produce in the Park event, it's something that LaVonne helped to start in the first place. It will be a good place for us to gather. So we're going to do that tonight, and we hope you stop on by. LaVonne will be on hand this evening and maybe say a few words and share some stories with her, because she's been sharing lots of stories with you over the last 25 years on our Backyard and Beyond program. We'll have some goodies and treats for you as well to enjoy, and you stop on by. And of course, Produce in the Park has so many other fine things for you to stop and enjoy, too, and things to see and do and to participate in, and lots of good food and other products and items as well for you. So make sure you stop on by here this evening. Well, I got to thinking back. It's not that I'm almost always the smartest guy in the room, but I sometimes stumble onto some good ideas, and I took over the position of general manager here at KJAN in 1997, and one of the first ideas that I had was one day when LaVonne happened to be out here recording a program for something else while she was still working with the Extension Service, and I remember I cornered her in the parking lot, actually, on her way out the door, and visited just briefly and said, hey, you know, if you ever get tired of this, you know, ISU Extension stuff, you know, because she'd been doing that for quite a while. I said, let me know, because I might have some ideas for you to maybe come on board here and help us out with a few things. And lo and behold, I don't think it was more than just a few weeks later, she called me up and said, hey, guess what? And she was going to be retiring from her Extension Service work. And we got to talking a little bit about it, and it didn't take very long for us to come up with some ideas. We kind of had some thoughts in our head anyway. I think the biggest problem we had was coming up with a name for her program. We tossed around a few things amongst ourselves, but it was LaVonne who eventually came up with the Backyard and Beyond concept. We kind of knew what we wanted to do and what the focus of the program should be. And Backyard and Beyond was pretty much right on point with regard to the feeling of the program. She was hoping to share some stories and some information of some things that happen right here close by, and also some things that impact us maybe from a distance as well. And I think she did a fine job with that over the years. She had an opportunity to be involved in a lot of different things. And through Backyard and Beyond, she was also able to use that opportunity to help promote some of those projects and things that have become real staples here in the community. Things like the Master Gardener program that she's been so involved with for a long time, as she's given them quite a bit of opportunity to share their stories. Also through some of the other different projects and things that have been going on, especially the food-related projects, the local food projects, the farmers markets, the Produce in the Park program, which she helped to get started off the ground. She's been involved in so many things and has been a tireless volunteer in the community, and that's why we kind of felt, well, we can't just let her end the program and just walk off into the sunset. We certainly have to do something for her. So we thought this was an appropriate way to help honor her. So we sure hope that you swing on by. You know, I was looking too, and, 25 years is a long time to do anything. And remember, that's 25 years on top of what she did through all those years with Extension and the time she spent as a teacher when she first graduated from college and decided to head off into the work world. She started as a teacher and moved on into Extension and then moved over into radio. And she spent a lot of time impacting a lot of folks' lives over the years. I was looking up this morning just kind of thinking, 25 years, that seems like a long time. And I got to looking at it. Well, 25 years is 300 months, and that also equates to 9,132 days, over 219,000 hours, over 13 million minutes, and over 789 million seconds. It's 1,304 weeks and 4 days, in case you're wondering how many weeks 25 years has been for LaVon. What all that means is she's done an awful lot of programs over the years. When she first started Backyard and Beyond in the initial days in 1997, and for many years it was a, every weekday program. It was a Monday through Friday program. And as you can imagine, I do that as well here on this program. Most of what we do are interviews. We also share some other information as well. But we try to keep you in touch with some things going on here in the community. I guess we could call it kind of a community service program that this kind of is, and hers as well. But we've had a lot of support with that over the years. We have been able to get folks used to us calling them and emailing and texting, looking for some interview opportunities. And we've had a lot of folks who have been very patient with us over the years. We know it takes time and effort to sit down and do these visits with us. Some folks do it more than others just because they're more in touch with some projects and things. But we do appreciate their time over the years. And I'm sure LaVon does as well in them giving her the time to be able to sit down and visit. Some are interesting, some are amazing, and some have been just good pieces of information you just need to know here locally. But we've been through a lot of different things over the years. We went through the pandemic just like everyone else when it was a little bit more difficult at times to be able to find some of those topics and get together to be able to do some of those things. But we've all persevered through all of that as well. And Backyard and Beyond eventually became a twice-a-week program a few years back. LaVon said, I'm kind of wanting to slow down a little bit, so we went to a two-day-a-week program, Tuesdays and Fridays, and that's what it's been since then, and we've just down to one more program. I wish I could tell you how many programs she's done over the years. Maybe she has that information. We could probably search that information somewhere, but for right now, it's been a lot. It's been hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So tomorrow will be the last one, and I hope you tune in for that at 9:45 on Friday morning for Backyard and Beyond here with LaVon Eblen for that one last time. We will keep that section on our website, too, just as a note. We've been asked, will those programs be available? The ones that are archived on our website, absolutely, we'll keep that. We won't make that disappear. But we do hope you stop on by tonight, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Atlantic City Park during Produce in the Park. Stop by, wish LaVon well, thank her for those years of service, and also pick up some free goodies that we'll have for you here this evening as well. It's always a fun time at Produce in the Park, and we'll give you a little extra reason to swing on by here this evening and thank LaVon, and we'll be there as well. Well, we want to listen to this once again from the folks at W&S Appliance.